April 23, 1942. Halt influenza. Play safe. If you become ill, don't delay treatment. Influenza is rapid in its onset. It is usually preceded by a chill, a chilly sensation, or dizziness. Sometimes a marked feeling of weakness is the first symptom. The following suggestions for treatment of influenza without complications are issued by the Connecticut State Council of Defense and contain the advice of medical authorities. First, upon experiencing any influenza symptoms, go to bed at once, then call a physician. Take no chances. Then, while waiting for the physician, or in case you are unable to secure one, take a saline cathartic, a dose of Epsom or Rochelle salts, to be followed soon after by a drink of hot lemonade, in order to get the bowels and skin active. This is of paramount importance, as it helps rid the system of many toxins. Should profuse perspiration occur, the body should be wiped with a soft towel. If the patient is restless, due to high fever, an ice cap placed at the head and kept there for 1 to 2 hours at a time will reduce nervousness and make the patient more comfortable. Ventilation. The room should be well ventilated by open windows, which tend to allay irritation of the nose and throat. Cold air is not harmful, but close air acts as a poison. Diet. It is necessary to retain the body resistance by a regular diet. This consists of milk every 2 hours for the first day. If the patient is unable to take milk, substitute broths or light gruels. In either case, give a plentiful supply of water. After the first or second day, cocoa and broths may be added. As the fever subsides, lightly cooked eggs, toast, and cereals are permissible. Don't get up too quickly. Usually on the fourth or fifth day, the patient's temperature subsides to practically normal. But it is at this time that the utmost care is needed to prevent the pneumonia complication, and the surest way to do this is to remain in bed at least 48 hours after the fever has subsided. Those caring for persons afflicted with influenza should provide themselves with masks. Directions for making such masks follow. For material, use as fine gauze or cheesecloth as possible. Fold the material to make 5 thicknesses and cut an oblong 5.5 by 7.5 inches. Make 3 half-inch pleats at each end, turn in edges, and stitch. Cut 4 feet of tape into 4 lengths and sew 1 to each corner. Make box pleats 1.5 inches in width on 1 of the long edges of the mask. Stitch down 1 inch. To adjust, place the mask over the face, tie the tapes from the upper corners around the back of the head, and the tape from the lower corners around the back of the neck. Place box pleat over the nose. These masks should be changed at 2-hour intervals, and oftener if wet. They should then be immediately boiled for 5 minutes, or burned, or wrapped securely in a paper bag or newspaper until they can be boiled. Distributed by the Connecticut State Council of Defense through its local agency at request of the State Department of Health.